Cuomo has been reluctant to divulge details on how the tolls on the Tappan Zee Bridge will be affected after the multi-billion-dollar project to replace the over 3-mile-long bridge is completed. Part of the estimated $4 billion project has been financed through one-time payments from banks as part of settlements after the financial crisis. There's a $1.6 billion federal loan, and the Thruway Authority has taken out around $750 million in bonds. But a full financial plan has never been released by the Cuomo administration, and it's unclear whether new, higher tolls will eventually be needed to pay for the rest of the bridge. The governor, at a business group breakfast earlier this summer, was asked by the leader of the state's Republican Party, Ed Cox, how the bridge would ultimately be paid for.
What is the final financing plan for the Mario and Cuomo Bridge?
The final what, I'm sorry?
Financing plan for that $3 billion bridge.
Cuomo, who seemed a bit caught off guard, answered,
"We have used cash to pay for part of the bridge over the past 2 years, and the remainder after 2020 will be paid with toll revenue from the entire system."
The tolls are frozen at $5 until the year 2020. The governor did not say whether or not they will increase after that. Cuomo's comments caused a backlash. Western and Central New York Thruway users who seldom drive as far south as the Hudson River crossing into Westchester objected to potentially paying higher tolls. The business group Unshackle Upstate said at the time that it's unfair to ask upstate commuters to pay for a bridge that many will never use. Earlier this week, Cuomo seemed to walk back those comments, telling reporters in Rochester that Thruway users in other parts of the state won't be paying for the bridge after all.
The Thruway will not subsidize the Tappan Zee Bridge. As a matter of fact, for many years, the revenue from the Tappan Zee subsidized the Thruway. But we see them as two discrete matters.
The governor says his earlier words were misconstrued, saying the facts have been confused.
You know, there are always shadows and fears and conspiracies.
Cuomo's seeming reversal puzzled GOP Chair Cox, who called it a flip-flop. Speaking on his cell phone, Cox says Cuomo should be rightly proud of his achievement in getting the bridge built and in naming it for his late father, Mario Cuomo. But Cox says the governor does not seem to have settled in his own mind how the remainder of the costs of the bridge will be paid for.
Well, a project's almost finished, you ought to know how it's going to be financed.
The governor gets another chance to answer the question when the ceremony to open the first portion of the bridge takes place midday Thursday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.